Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sister Gopi Patel.
Good evening. And a traditional greeting from the Brahma Kumaris, Om Shanti, which is a greeting of peace. I am very honored to be here tonight amongst friends, amongst acquaintances, and my brothers and sisters. As I was watching the show tonight, I became aware of the potential of the human spirit and its capacity to produce beauty. And I deeply felt that somewhere inside each one of our hearts, we want to be the best in something. We not only want to be ourselves and want to be acknowledged, recognized, appreciated, and respected for being ourselves, but somewhere deep inside, we also want to give an opportunity to give our best to the world. And there is a place inside us, a deep, long-lost memory that knew of a time when we were at our best, when we exhibited those highest human values in their highest expression. And somehow, as we found ourselves lost in the limited expressions of today's world, we perhaps may get glimpses of this part of ourselves, and we're seeking to express this part of ourselves. And so we search for that expression through art, through dance, through drama, through our various professions. But that search is the search for expressing our purpose in life. And when we talk about bringing out the best in our lives, giving the world the best that we have got, it means living a life of purpose. And for many, this question, what is my purpose in life? Some have begun to ask this at a young age. Some get older after having lived life and begin to ask this question. And yet for me, this question began at a very early age when I began inquiring into my purpose and my being, my reason for existence. And I feel that's one of the first places to begin digging out what is lost and locked and deeply embedded within us. Because somehow we've found that we've trapped our potential underneath a layer of weak thoughts about ourselves, negative thoughts about ourselves. We bought into certain limiting self-beliefs about what we think we can do and what we think we can't do. And when we begin a practice of self-reflection, we take a step back behind these self-limiting beliefs into a place where truth lies, where our inner potential lies. And so one of the first requirements for beginning to live with purpose is to increase that capacity for self-reflection, to take some time out every day and spend time with my heart and my conscience, asking myself, what are the thoughts that bring me energy? What are the thoughts and feelings that bring me to life? And within that reflection, to spend some time with the divine. Sometimes our best comes out when we're in the company of someone who loves us, when we're in the company of someone whose vision is always elevated and benevolent for us. And this, for me, is definitely the company of the Supreme. So can I take some time out to sit myself down in front of God and ask myself the question, what does God want from me? What does God want me to do in my life? And thirdly, when I look at my life and I look at the actions that I have to perform in my life, how much of what I do is uplifting the quality of life of people around me? We tend to act for personal benefit, to protect our self-interests. And yet, when we come from a place of purpose, then that purpose doesn't just benefit ourselves, but it benefits and uplifts many others in our connection. In spiritual terms, we have a terminology. We talk about understanding what my part is, understanding what my role is. And I'm very fortunate to be connected to the head of the spiritual university, who is a 95-year-old yogi. She is the administrative head, Daddy Janki. Some of her teachings you will see expressed later on. And the one thing I've learned from her is this difference between my part or my purpose and the role that I have to play in my life. And I remember her telling me one time that I have a role, and my role is the additional administrative head of a big organization. And that role carries many responsibilities. And yet, what is the consciousness with which I play my role? My purpose. Because my purpose and my part in life is to be a world mother. When we talk about purpose, it's not something limited. It's not something dependent on what I do for others. It is an expression of the deepest voice of the soul and of the heart. And every time I express with purpose, I experience energy flowing through me. Often I have this question when people ask me, how do I know I'm connected with my purpose? And one of the indicators and the hallmarks for me is that every time I express from this place of purpose, I experience energy. It doesn't matter what the situation is, what the circumstances are, but none of that limits my expression of purpose, because that's what I need to express to survive in today's life. And so as I continue to express in that way, it gives me life, it gives me energy. How do I know when I'm not connected to my purpose? I get tired. I get drained. I'm not sure whether what I'm doing is right. And I can't withstand life's difficulties and challenges that come in front of me. I easily get disheartened. And you know, purpose is not something that we have to create. It's inbuilt. Life presents us with opportunities to live and act on purpose, and we're doing that already. But somehow along the way, the clouds of doubts, the clouds of negativity overtake, and we find ourselves questioning where we're going in our lives. I've been using this image for a few days, and I feel that it's so relevant for us when we begin this inner journey of discovering our purpose. We have a part of ourselves that is still, that is real, and that is original. And it's a little bit like water. When you leave water and the element of water, it returns back to its original nature of stillness. Imagine a lake, and imagine 10 people standing around this lake throwing stones into the water. It creates ripples, it creates splashes. And I can't see the reflection on the surface of the water. And yet, when we stop throwing those stones, we stop throwing those pebbles, do the reflections stay? Do the ripples stay? They don't. Water resumes its original state of stillness and of peace. And as it becomes still, the clarity of the environment is reflected on the surface, so I know where I am. So every day when I give myself some time simply to become still, I allow the pool of my consciousness to settle down and for my inner peace to emerge. And as my inner peace emerges, I begin to clearly see who I am and what I have to do in my life. And I think that's the highest gift we can give to the world, is to truly discover who we are and to give the best of that in every situation. We are on a journey of lifelong learning in this self-discovery. And I have found four things that have helped me tremendously in smoothing this journey of learning and self-discovery. Four practices that I adhere to very strongly, and I'd like to share them as a gift with you. One is the practice of listening. Learn to listen with an open mind and an open heart, because life is giving you signals all the time about who you are, what you need to do, and the direction you need to be going in. And as we begin to listen with an open mind and an open heart, we learn to catch those signals from life. They become pointers and signposts for us on this journey. And you know, the beautiful thing about signposts is that you don't need all the signposts all at once. So if I'm driving from here to Baguio, I'm not going to get all the signposts as soon as I leave my front door. I'll get the signpost that takes me to the next part of my journey, and then another signpost will reveal itself. And so learning to listen for the immediate signals that will tell me what my next step in life is the first step. The second is the ability to inquire and understand with appreciation. We have a tendency in our lives to question what's happening around us. And that questioning doesn't take us very far, because we can't accept what is happening in front of us. And as we begin to develop this muscle of appreciation, appreciating everything that's been put into my life as an opportunity to grow and learn, then let me inquire into it to understand what I have to learn. What is significant about this thing in my life right now? So inquiring deeply with appreciation, because appreciation is an energy that grows, that allows the heart to expand. And thirdly, if I have to plan and make plans in my life, let me do so with a plain intellect. A lot of our planning is actually attempting to control things that we can't control, worrying about things that we have no control over. Learning to keep my mind still allows me to keep my intellect plain and clear and to see what destiny has already in store for me. And then lastly, when I've done all this work of listening, inquiring, appreciating and planning, let me come out and act with love. If I have to do anything in my life, let me at least do it with love, Because as I fill every part of my life with love, I will only receive love in return. Thank you.
Sister Gopi Patel of the Brahma Kumaris.